Right, let's move on to roads in Milton Keynes. There's two particular issues that I'd like to talk to you about today. The first one is I do the travel on MKFM almost every afternoon, and I can't believe that the A509 is closed for up to 18 months.
No. How much traffic congestion / massive tailbacks have been reported in the past week?
Well, the Willem Road going across to Newport Pagnell has been literally stuffed, I think, every day this week.
I think it has definitely been busy.
The 422, I think you know, it's quite difficult to know what the pattern is. At one time, everyone worked Monday to Friday since the pandemic. You know, some people work at home. So I think traffic is still maybe not at pre-pandemic levels. But the 422, I think, has continuously been a bit of a nightmare.
I think it's been busy, yeah. But I don't think the pre-closure panic that was created by petitions from my political opposition, particularly to people in Oney, sort of, I think there was a little bit of politics and game playing go on there, because people will know that there's actually technically two roads called the A509. There's the one that comes from the junction of the M1, goes past the Holiday Inn, and then goes to Tickford Roundabout, isn't it? You then turn right and go up to Olney. Both of those roads are called the A509, so effectively it's the A509 South and the A509 North. I think people in Olney were basically led to believe that the single road in and out of Olney was going to be closed, and I think that was bad. I think it was silly. I think it was bad politics, and I also think it caused a lot of unnecessary panic, as was a lot of the idea that traffic would be backed up from Tickford Roundabout right into Newport Pagnell town centre, and that there'd be chaos in the town centre. I don't think we've seen any of that. The reality is that the road's going to be closed for 12 months, not 18 months at first. It's being widened slightly. It's going to enable a new bridge over the M1. It'll mean that, like you said, the A422 is able to stay open. And it is literally infrastructure before expansion. The new school and the new health centre started this time last week. So all of that infrastructure is going to be in by the time that road reopens. And so for what is essentially a very large expansion project, most of the heavy lifting will have been done in 12 months. But there are then two windows after that for another 6-month period where there may be more closures if necessary. They're not absolutely fixed yet, but they will be shorter blocks, and it may not be necessary to entirely close the 509, because at that point it will have been slightly widened. So there is always going to be disruption. In the medium term, that disruption will benefit the residents of both Newport Pagnell, but also the other side, Willen, because the motorway junction, there'll be a new bridge over the M1. So there's always going to be a bit of disruption, but I think the levels of sheer panic that my political opposition put into people were frankly a little bit outrageous.
So you're saying it wasn't made clear that it was that section between Broughton and Newport Pagnell?
Well, people can decide for themselves.
Right.
Particularly people in Olney will be able to decide for themselves whether they were led to believe that the A509 from Newport Pagnell to Olney was going to be closed and there was going to be that traffic chaos, and they can decide for themselves whether that road has been closed and whether they are able to travel freely between Milton Keynes and Olney.
Okay, and was there any alternatives to that road being closed?
Yeah, they assessed a lot. The people that are putting the infrastructure, and I think we should remember that the council closes a road because a developer applies for a road closure, and once planning permission has been granted for a new development, the council can't stand in the developer's way. What the council is doing, and what we've always said we would do, is make sure that MK East is built in Milton Keynes' proper tradition. I think it's slightly ironic that, you know, people have said to me over the past 10 years, the bits that are being built currently, Firfields, White House, bits of Broughton, bits in Kingston,
Kingsmead,
and Oxley Park have not been built in the traditional way of Milton Keynes. So we went back with MK East. We've tried to make it on the traditional I before E pattern, and then sort of say, well, actually, there's a bit of disruption. There is a bit of disruption, but there was a lot of options looked at. Like, can we make it a two way split? Can we put different infrastructure in first? But this was the way that was the shortest period for the least disruption over the longest